Good morning, beloved, and again, thank you for welcoming me into your home on this beautiful Wednesday morning for the Wednesday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are reading in John chapter 10, verses 22 through 42. And Jesus continues to describe his relationship with his followers. Some of the people ask if he is the Messiah, and Jesus responds by declaring that the deeds he does by his Father's authority speak on his behalf. Some of the people attempt to stone him, whereas many others believe in him. And so that's quite a wide diversity of opinions. You know, they're either going to kill you or want to enthrone you as the Messiah. Well, today's guiding word from us, from God, is love. And let's get with the reading of our passage, John chapter 10, beginning at verse 22. It was winter, and the festival of the dedication of the temple was being celebrated in Jerusalem. Jesus was walking in Solomon's porch in the temple when the people gathered around him and asked, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? Tell us the plain truth. Are you the Messiah?" Jesus answered, "I have already told you, but you would not believe me. The deeds I do by my Father's authority speak on my behalf, but you will not believe, for you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never die. No one can snatch them away from me. What my Father has given me is greater than everything, and no one can snatch them away from the Father's care. The Father and I are one." Then the people again picked up stones to throw at him. Jesus said to him, "I have done many good deeds in your presence, which the Father gave me to do. For which one of these do you want to stone me?" And they answered, "We do not want to stone you because any of your good deeds, but because of your blasphemy. You are only a man, but you're trying to make yourself God." Jesus answered, "It is written in your own law that God said, 'You are gods.' We know that what the scripture says is true forever. And God called those people gods." By the way, that's a lowercase g. "And the people to whom his message was given. As for me, the Father chose me and sent me into the world. How then can you say that I blaspheme because that I say that I'm the Son of God? Do not believe me then if I'm not doing the things my Father wants me to do. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, you should at least believe my deeds, in order that you may know once and for all that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." Well, once more they tried to seize Jesus, but he slipped out of their hands. Jesus then went back again across the Jordan River to the place where John had been baptizing, and he stayed there. Many people came to him. "John performed no miracles," they said, "but everything he said about this man was true." And many people there believed in him. Today's key verse is John chapter 10, verse 27, where Jesus said, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me." Now, again, Jesus is using this analogy about the good shepherd standing at the gate, calling to his sheep, and the sheep knowing his voice and answering and going out to the good shepherd. And isn't it interesting that these people, once again, they're hearing these wonderful, wonderful reports, seeing these miracles taking place in front of their very eyes, and what is their response? They want to stone Jesus. They want to kill him. Let's pray. Loving Jesus, as one of your sheep, you know my name. I thank you for the promise of eternal life with you and the assurance that no one can ever snatch me away from you. Help me to listen for your voice each day so that I always follow you. Amen. Well, this Wednesday morning has slipped away from us, my beloved, and join me tomorrow when we read John chapter 11, verses 1 through 27, where Jesus receives word that his friend Lazarus has fallen ill. And so until tomorrow morning, then, God bless you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. I mean, he has so much for us as his children, as his sheep. That's my prayer for you.